you know, the bad rebound and stuff. But, you know, I liked the effort tonight. You know, I can't say that players didn't work hard. I mean, they competed. It was a, you know, battles, you know, in the trenches, and you know, we were willing to get in those battles. You know, which at times, you know, we last night we didn't do as much. I liked their transition better tonight. And you know what, we had some scoring chances, you know, point blank chances, you know, that Wedgewood, you know, played a hell of a game.
I was going to ask you, the Wedgewood, you had to stop them there in the second period, the one timer, and then the partial breakaway in the third. Is that frustrating?
I mean, we can't get frustrated at this time of the year. I mean, you know, it's so early, but, you know, like I said, I like the group effort. I like the group compete. And, you know, if we compete like that every night, we're gonna win some hockey games. And now, you know, it's disappointing. We don't come up with 2 points, but we got to focus on tomorrow's game, and it's a quick turnaround again.
It almost seemed like the two teams played each other last night, just the way the feistiness and stuff. Just the two teams just hungry, basically, some of the fighting and the...
Well, I mean, it's the compete level. You know, like I said, they're a team that play in your face kind of hockey, and you know, it's the type of hockey that we want to play too. But you know, we want to be able to make some plays in tight areas and make some plays when you know, we're gonna get a hit, take a hit to make a play and stuff. And we did that tonight.
A lot of penalties.
Thanks,
a lot of penalties tonight, Coach. Do you look at that as more as gritty hockey tonight or undisciplined hockey?
That was gritty. At times, you know, undisciplined, but, you know, for the most part, it was gritty hockey. You know what, our penalty kill did a good job. Power play got a big goal to make it 2-2. Just too bad that, you know, after, you know, you fight back, you know, you're down 2-0, you fight back to get, you know, get in the game, and then you lose the game. But, you know, the special teams yesterday and today, you know, did good. So that's the one positive thing. But the main thing tonight was, you know, the team effort, and the team compete.
Talk to me a little bit about how you're feeling about Chris Terry. He had a pretty good night out there tonight.
Oh, he's a good player. He's a smart player. You know, he can make plays and position himself very well. And his anticipation is outstanding. You know, that's why he played in the NHL. And you know, his puck skills too. And he made a great play on Gregoire scoring chance. Wedgewood had to come up with a big pad save there.
Max Freeberg looks like his game is really continuing to progress. How are you feeling about his gameplay and about him being the captain this
year? Well, I mean, he's the captain for, you know, not just for one reason, but he was named by his own teammates, and that speaks for itself. He plays inspired hockey, and he's what, you know, a team guy is all about.
When Charlie comes back down after Price is back, do you think he and Fucale are kind of looking to work as a tandem, have that competitive edge with each other, and just kind of...
Well, inter-competition is always good, and you know, teammates, if you're a good teammate, you make your teammates better, and by competing and by playing your best hockey, and that's what these two guys are going to do.
How is it for you as a coach? You've got right out of the gate two back-to-back 3-3s. Is that tough right at the beginning of the season, or is that kind of a little bit of a blessing?
It's tough. The good thing is that we have 6 all season long, and there's only going to be 4 left. But I mean, it is. But good thing, maybe if you want to look at it this way, is that you know, you lose tonight, and you know, we get right back at it tomorrow afternoon. It's not even tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.